at the Power Hour with Jordan Maxwell. So glad to be. We're talking a little bit about his own personal religious beliefs, and he's been called many things, an atheist to whatever, antichrist, I'm sure, who knows. But I've become friendly with him. I know that's not true, and I thought it was important to clarify his beliefs. Jordan, one of the things that fascinated about you, even before I really knew you personally, was your ability to dissect scripture and your study of it and your respect for it. Why don't you speak to that a little bit? Because some people think you don't even believe in the Bible.
Well, my problem is not with God, not with spirituality. I believe in a great spirit in the universe. I have that belief. That's part of what has been a very big part of my life. If I didn't care about God, excuse me, or scripture, why would I spend 50 years, 60 years re-examining it and studying it back and forth, talking to all the best minds on the earth that I could find and doing the research? I did the research 60 years ago, before the advent of computers. And I was going to all the university libraries, I was going to all the seminary libraries, and so I was spending a lot of time and money and my life studying theology, studying the study of God. So You need to understand, I would not have done that if I didn't care about religion, if I didn't care about God. I am very highly aware, I'm highly aware of the fact that there is a spirit in every human life, and we are being guided by a spirit. There's something far, far greater out there in the universe than what we know. And there's no doubt in my mind that it has to do with our ideas about God. So I wanted to study the subject and understand it better, what the words mean, where our ideas have come from. I would like to know the truth. And today, if you go to a Christian church and no one knows you, they'll ask you if you're a believer. You say yes, that means you are a Christian, you're a believer. I don't want to believe anything. I feel like I want to know the facts. I don't want to believe something, because when you believe something, it might be wrong, and you may wake up after you pass away. You may find out that what you believe in this side was not true at all. And then when you wake up on the other side, if that's what happens, when you die, you come face to face with the reality that there is a divine one in the heavens. There is a God. If that's true, then you're going to have to explain why it is that you bought into certain ideas and didn't check. You didn't check what it was you believe. You didn't research it. You don't know for sure. You are a believer. I don't want to be a believer. I want to know for a fact.
Would it be fair to say that you feel certain from your, 60 years of intense, you're one of the leading, if not the, you are the leading researcher, at least publicly, that we know about, of this kind of stuff. From your research, do you feel satisfied? Do you feel like you know that there is this divine force throughout the universe of what many would call God, that is guiding it, that's shaping it, and that is interested in our lives? Would that be fair to say?
Yes, absolutely. I am totally convinced that there is a presence in the universe that wise men have always sought something called the presence of God. I don't know what it is, but I do know that it does exist, because I see evidence of it every day in my life. It's because of the things that I have experienced tells me that there's a higher intelligence in the universe. I've had too many personal experiences that prove it to me. So when people ask me if I believe in God, I say, no, I don't believe in God. I know there's a God. I don't have to believe. I'm sure there's one. And I'll tell you why. And then I tell them some experiences that only the belief in a God would explain it. There are too many things on this earth that are unexplainable unless there is a higher intelligence. And we are part of something far, far bigger than we have even considered. I remember as a child, I used to, my dad built me an ant colony with two panes of glass, little panes of glass on each end, and then you fill it with that with dirt, and then you put the ants in there, and you can watch them as they dig into the earth and lay eggs and how they live and how they store their food, etc. So I used to sit for hours and watch the ants work. And it was fascinating to me realizing that the ants do not know that I'm seeing them. I can see them, what they're doing as they dig down into the earth. They think they're being clever, digging down into the earth to hide themselves and protect themselves, when in point of fact, I'm sitting here watching them. And so that's what I believe that God is doing. I think there is a divine intelligence which is watching us, and it has the ability to guide our lives. But I have discovered that how the Spirit divinely guides our lives is through technicalities, technical ways and technology that we don't even begin to understand. Some of us do. The people who are running this planet, they know there's a God. They know there's a higher power, and they bow to it. So I have the highest respect.
Let's go into about religion a little deeper, because to me, you know, I haven't been doing near the research that you have in your life, but there is certainly a clear difference between spirituality and religion. They're not always the same. I've been an observer of religions over the last, you know, 30 years or so, and you've gone much further. What is your feeling about religion in terms of this? I've seen, you know, like in the mid-80s, I saw churches, religions, openly protest fairly aggressively about abortions. Now they don't do anything. In fact, they fund abortions. I've studied about the American Revolution and seen churches actually foment revolution, foment this push for man's search for freedom. Now it seems to me that churches are almost co-opting that energy and bringing it to naught, controlling it, instead of liberating people, they're actually controlling people. You're the expert on the research. What's your feeling about religion? What role is religion playing today?
I think religion is a part of the governmental system that has been developed over the thousands of years. If you go back into the ancient world, I do mean ancient, and we're talking about 5,000 to 7,000 years ago, the kings, those people who ran the world at that time, were known to be not only the head of state, but they were the connection to God. The pharaohs were viewed as the divine ones who are connected to God. The Holy Father today in Rome, he is connected to God. He is called the Holy Father. He's the main Godfather, if you know what I mean. And so I understand where religions have come from. I know that nobody develops their ideas in a vacuum. Everybody is borrowing from somebody else ideas and concepts this is what science is all about. One scientist finds something important and other scientists look at what he found and then they go into that subject deeper and they find more things, and 100 years later more scientists are being born and they're coming in looking what those people have found. And this is the way we progress. We're building on top of each other's shoulders. We're building on the research of other people. This is why I'm referred to as a researcher. The word is re, R-E, means do again. I'm not a searcher, I'm a researcher, meaning I'm looking at all the ancient peoples of the world, what they believe, what the Hindus believe, what the Arabic world believes, where the Bible comes from, all these different belief systems, what do they all amount to, and where are the ideas coming from? You need to realize that you are born into a world that you had no idea about when you were born a baby. You have no idea in the world. You happen by chance to have been born in a place where you were. And therefore, the culture of the people and the area in which you were born dictate what you're going to know and understand and believe. I'm saying back off of that. Say it again.
There's the music. On the other side, we'll continue this discussion with Jordan. We're going to get into some of his research also. Stay tuned. JordanMaxwellShow.com is his website. When you go back and, you research thousands and thousands of years, 250 years doesn't seem that long ago. It wasn't that long ago that America was different. And the contrast between the colonies and America today is really stunning. I've talked to Jordan, at length about this different times, but I wanted to ask you, Jordan, the churches today, to me, the major churches seem like a control mechanism more than a liberating force. The churches in 1770s were just the opposite. They were, many of them anyway, were liberating forces against the Anglican Church, against the Catholic Church. They promoted revolution. They promoted picking up a gun. I mean, can you imagine this? They promoted picking up a gun and shooting the government. I mean, think about that. And we've seen such a difference. The Declaration of Independence, of course, probably the greatest moment in recorded history, outside of the Messiah and all those type of things. But contrast a little bit about early America to today, and why are we different?
Well, we've been brought up, like I said before, when you're born, you come into this world unlike animals. When animals are born, they instinctively seem to know where they are, what they have to do, and they follow an instinctive atmosphere. They just basically know what they need to do. But babies, when a human is born, it depends completely on the parent, on the mother, to take care of it. It doesn't know that it's alive. It doesn't know what he's doing. All of a sudden, he is experiencing life. And as you grow up, you begin to accept everything around you. You just accept the way things are, and you accept the life that you live, and who your parents are, and who's in charge of your life. And you grow up accepting certain, concepts and ideas, but never realizing that those ideas you're accepting, that your parents have accepted, and are putting you under control with those same ideas and concepts, those things were dreamt up by other people before your mother was born, before your grandmother was born. Other people were in power, political power, and have money, and they decided what they wanted you to be like. And so you have grown up in a world that was made for you, designed for you. So when you're born into a system, and you operate within that system, or you don't operate at all, and they can discipline you. And so we accept the idea as children that there are laws and regulations, and certain people are in power. Then the police have power over you, and the government is the government. And so we accept these things, never realizing, because you accept it every day, it becomes very, very normal. But the things that you're accepting are not normal. They have been brought to you and given to you by people who have died long ago. They set out the foundations for the government you live under, for the so-called laws that you live by. Somebody else wrote them. They were written by humans and put together by humans. Well, if that's the case, then we are following other people's ideas. And so the problem being is that we don't know where these ideas have come from. They were here and established a long time ago because of wars, because of violence, because of revolutions. And so we grow up accepting certain important factors of life, never realizing that that's not the way it was 1,000 years ago. That's not what people were like 100 years ago. It's what happened that you, before your mother was born, before your grandmother was born, there were revolutions and violent criminal revolutions. There were violence done to people, and therefore things would change. There were great wars, and those wars caused different new laws and regulations to come into effect. All of this is not from God. It's from the machinations of men. Men have guided your world, so you need to do some homework and find out where the laws that you live by and the creeds that you believe, where did they come from? What is the basis for them? Show me the basis. Show me how what I believe is true and prove it to me. Well, when you find out that other people don't know anything about the laws, they've just accepted them too. So when you ask them to explain to you why it is we have accepted certain ideas and certain ways of life, they don't know. They can't tell you. And so I realized that as a child, I would ask adults questions that they couldn't answer, that they would not give me a straight answer on. And the other problem is that when I asked questions of different adults, everybody had a different opinion. And if you go to, and I started going to different churches with my friends when I was a kid. I wanted to know, and I figured that there is some kind of a knowledge in the world that I need to know. And so I figured I'll go to one church and look for knowledge. And so I would go to one Protestant church. I was born a Catholic. I realized that the Catholic Church cannot tell me anything, because the priests, no matter where you go in the world, all Catholic priests have a different idea. They have a different understanding. They're supposedly speaking together as one people, but they're not one. Every church is different. Every church has a different idea about things. And when you get into Protestantism, all the Protestant churches have a different idea, a different concept of where things have come from. So I started doing my own research. I figured the only way I'm going to find out is if I do the research myself. I'm not going to seminary to be a particular minister. I'm going to a library to find out about religion. Where do they come from? Who came up with the ideas that I am supposed to live by? And when you do that, you begin to find out things that you were never told before about your church and about your religious beliefs. Ultimately, it has to do with the fact that you've never been told the truth about the idea of God. And I do appreciate people who do care about God. My mother was very devout in her worship and in her feeling about her spiritual connection to God. And I have the greatest honor for that. I love my mother and I love my family, and I have the highest of regard for people of faith. All I'm suggesting is that you might want to, before you leave this world, find out if what you think you believe is true. Because if there is an afterlife, I don't know, I haven't been there. You have to know that there's something on the other side to benefit.
There's the music. On the other side, more Jordan Maxwell. JordanMaxwellShow.com website. He's got a great offer and great opportunity to just decades and decades of research that you can access. And we'll get into the Bolsheviks, the origin, how they're operating now. Stay tuned.